for so long a period of time, the complaint was, well, it's all Tiger, and I get tired of talking about Tiger. But I don't think anyone's tired of talking about Tiger after he hadn't played in 10 months. And Adam looked pretty darn good for the most part in four rounds in the Bahamas, didn't he?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I mean, it's what, December the 3rd, and here we are chatting golf in the middle of, you know, the NHL season, the NBA season, the NFL underway, college football. I could go on and on, but here we are chatting golf. And it just is another, it just proves again that not only does Tiger Woods move the needle in golf, but he is the needle. And you're right, he played really, really well. I think at the beginning of this week, success would have been playing four rounds, couple under par, and just kind of getting back to some semblance of normal. And we saw all of that and more from Tiger Woods this past weekend. I mean, the guy was leading the golf tournament for a few holes in the second round there. So he was swinging with sort of he was looking unencumbered. He was having fun. He was motivated. He was really enjoying himself. And yeah, you could say, okay, this event was a bit of a hit and giggle. There was only 18 guys in the field. The golf course was wide open, blah, blah, blah. But these weren't, you know, rookie pros or guys who had just made it to the PGA Tour from the Web.com Tour or something like that. These were some of the best golfers in the world. I mean, Justin Thomas was there, Player of the Year. Jordan Spieth was there. Dustin Johnson, the world number one, et cetera, et cetera. And Tiger beat more than half of them, and he was doing really, really well all week long. And I think, fingers crossed, you know, this is a sign of things to come into 2018.
This is the consistency of it, I think, is the most encouraging thing, Adam. As you mentioned, he did have the lead for a while in round two. He shot 31, if memory serves, in the front nine of round two, which is just incredible. Caught up with him a bit in the round three with 75. But I think today was the day that really had the solace. And you're right. Yeah, let's call it. It's a Hero World Challenge. It's just a fun event to finish the season. Got all that. It's Tiger's tournament in Bahamas. But he shot 68 today. And, you know, it doesn't matter what anybody else is shooting. When you're just looking what Tiger Woods is shooting, that in itself is very impressive. And as you mentioned, four rounds without any hint of injury would have been a benefit. Anything you see in his swing that is not to like? Everyone I've talked to seems to think that, no, you know what? You couldn't have asked for better from four rounds. But, you know, did he even, in your mind, show any sign of lingering effects from the injuries? And he's had some significant back ones.
I know he's had four back surgeries in as many years. And this year, his back was fused together. You don't just come back aggressively from having a surgery where the word fused is used. But here we are watching Tiger Woods take just a mighty lash off the tee every time. And I think if there was one piece of criticism, it is that, you know, maybe he went out there a little bit too hard, but perhaps he did come into this week thinking, how far can I push myself? What can I do? And clearly the numbers out there, they didn't lie. I mean, he was averaging 180 miles an hour ball speed. That was faster than almost everybody on the tour this year. So clearly he's feeling good with the driver, and the driver has become a weapon for him, which is great. Where he was very rusty was the smaller swings, the chips around the green, a little bit on the putting. But really, the driving and the iron game was tremendous, which I think is going to be super beneficial for him moving into 2018. He just needs a little bit more tournament reps and just has to tighten things up around the greens a little bit more. But that'll come with experience. And he said today, you know, he was motivated in creating a schedule for next year that was focused on the majors. So that's good news for even the casual sports fan, not just the casual golf fan. This is Tiger Woods saying, I'm committed to playing in the four majors next year, and I'm building my schedule around the opportunity to compete in each of those four tournaments. So obviously he's excited. He wants to get back. He wants to mix it up with the fellas again. And if he's going to come out there and play those major championships and build a schedule around competing in the major championships, he's going to have a swing that holds up under the most intense pressure in the sport. But who better to stand up to that pressure than arguably the game's greatest champion, Tiger Woods?
Adam Stanley with us, golf writer for the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour. I'm Roger Lajoie. Tiger Woods finishes tied for ninth at the O'Hara World Challenge, a final round 68 to complete a very impressive comeback tournament for Tiger in the Bahamas at his event. Adam, you know, it's you never know what doctors are going to say when you're coming back from an injury. You would presume, you know, you would come back slowly. And you even mentioned, you know, the amount of golf and, you know, to try to gear around a major tournament schedule. Well, Tiger has always done that and will always do that, I suppose. But maybe talk about your expectations as to how much we can expect him to play. Because if he wants to gear it up, get ready for the Masters, the U.S. Open this year, does that necessitate playing a couple of tournaments? Can you do that? I mean, how much do we expect to see him in early 2018?
Yeah, I mean, the problem at the beginning of 2017 was that he, I think, tried to come back a little bit too quickly from his previous surgery. He jumped on a plane and flew all the way to Dubai, I believe it was, which is, you know, whatever it is, 16, 17 hours from Los Angeles. So that certainly was an issue. I think he played a round and a half over there and then just had to pull the chute and withdrew and flew home, and we didn't really hear from him again until this week. So I would say we probably won't see him do that again. I mean, obviously that's an event where he would get paid to play into it. So maybe he'll take the money and hopefully feel better going over there. But I think the West Coast swing on the PGA Tour in 2018 is when we'll see him a little bit more. And obviously the event at Torrey Pines, he's won that tournament 7-8 times and won the U.S. Open there as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if he plays out there the next week in Los Angeles. That event benefits his foundation. So probably we'll see him again there as well. You know, we may not see him for a couple of weeks until the Florida swing, the event at Bay Hill. That's another tournament. He's won 7-8 times. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him there. And then the Honda Classic is an event in West Palm Beach, which is whatever it is, 15, 20 minutes from where he lives. So I don't think that would be out of the realm of possibility either for him to play. And then before you know it, you know, Augusta's pretty much right around the corner. So four or five events, I would say, we'll see Tiger early next year leading into Augusta National. And I mean, that's a golf course that he's played extremely well on before. He has a lot of good memories. I think the golf course is really suited for him. And, you know, this is maybe getting a bit ahead of ourselves, but, you know, if this is a guy who's returned to, you know, like I said, some semblance of form. This was a guy who won that golf tournament by double digit strokes. He's won it four times. Maybe we'll see him compete again at Augusta this spring. And, you know, it would just be a good news story for the sport. Not to say that the sport has been suffering. I mean, arguably there was so many good news stories this year, you know, a young 20 something Justin Thomas winning five times, winning player of the year, two Canadians, one on the tour. There was a lot of good stories this year, but Tiger coming back and playing well and thinking about where he's going to play in early 2018, that's it's a big story, and it's a story that stopped them all, that's for sure.